In a February 3rd letter, Presidential Affairs Minister Niall Deng Niall said the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, or TNLA, will be reconstituted by February 15th, this past Monday. Niall wrote, "To the press statement issued on the outcome of the meeting of the presidency that was held yesterday, Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021, the Ministry of Presidential Affairs hereby wishes to declare that the said meeting also resolved that the Artiguno shall finalize the reconstitution of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, RTNLA, and the Council of States on or before February 15, 2021. Information Minister Michael Makwe says the unity government did not reconstitute parliament on time because it faced challenges filling the 35% seats that are supposed to be allocated to women by the provisions of the peace agreement.
In order to get the 35%, you have to unseat some of the elected members. So this is where the problem is, and this is what is being faced by other political parties. For the opposition, it is even better because those who had joined them had resigned from the parliament, and as such, they presumed all those who are not to be members of parliament, and it is even easier for them to make the 35%.
Makwe, who is also the government spokesperson, says parties to the revitalized peace deal disagreed over which MPs to remove from parliament and who to appoint. He says allocating 35% of the seats to women means some lawmakers elected in the 2010 general elections will have to go.
The first elected 170, 25% were women in accordance with the provisions of the constitution. But the agreement provided for 35%. And this 35% for us to allocate these figures would mean probably unseating some of the elected members.
Makwe says in order to carry the 35% mandate, the transitional government has to identify the elected MPs and determine those who defected to other political parties and those who are deceased. He says he is optimistic the parties will submit their full list of nominees so that parliament can be reconstituted next week. Article 1, Section 18, Subsection 1, Part 4 of the agreement requires the parties to submit their list of nominees to the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, which then turns over the list to President Salva Kiir, who will forward the list of names to the Transitional National Legislative Assembly. Wani Michael, a member of the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, says so far only the former detainees or FDs have submitted a complete list to the body.
There's no progress because the only list that we received was for FDs. That was before the end of the transitional period. The 100 days that was extended for the parties. And then last year on the 22nd of December, we received the list of IO. But then the list, of course, was not complete. It was sent back to IO, and we have not gotten the list back. We have not gotten the list from Artiguno. We have not gotten the list from SOA. We have not gotten the list from OVP.
Michael says apart from the former detainees, any announcements of nominees made in the future without the approval of the NCAC will not conform with the provisions of the peace agreement. Paulino Lukudu, a member of the Other Political Parties, or OPP, says their list of nominees for MPs was submitted to a new committee composed by all the parties to the agreement and headed by Presidential Advisor on Security, Tutkeo Gatluak. Lukudu says the committee was formed to handle issues that were not stipulated in the agreement regarding state and local governments.
All the portfolios from the state and sub-state level is ready with that. But the way how the things have been run is really a little bit different from what is in the agreement. In agreement, we were aware that all the nominations are supposed to go to National Constitution Amendment Committee, and yes, it will go through that procedures. But there is a committee formed, and almost every nomination goes to the committee. And from committee, it goes, the copy will go to NCIC, and the announcement will be done by the president.
Repeated calls to the South Sudan Opposition Alliance chairperson, Josephine Lagu, for comment when unanswered. According to the 2018 peace deal, the Transitional National Legislative Assembly shall be expanded to 550 members, with the incumbent Transitional Government of National Unity having 332 members, the SPLM-IO with 128, the SOA has 50, the OPP has 30, and the FDs shall have 10 members altogether. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.